नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 19 चैप्टर एंटाइटल द लॉर्ड बेग्स चैरिटी फ्रॉम बलि महाराज वर्स 17।
नान्यत्ते कामये राजन् नान्यत्ते कामये राजन् वदान्या जगदीश्वरात् वदान्या जगदीश्वरात् नैन प्राप्नोति वै विद्वान् नैनः प्राप्नोति वै विद्वान् यावदर्थ प्रतिग्रह यावदर्थ प्रतिग्रह। नान्यत्ते कामये राजन् वदान्या जगदीश्वरान् नैन प्राप्नोति वै विद्वान् यावदर्थ प्रतिग्रह नान्यत्ते कामये राजन् वदान्यात् जगदीश्वरात् नैन प्राप्नोति वै विद्वान् यावद् अर्थ प्रतिग्रह। वदान्या जगदीश्वरा नैन प्राप्नोति वै विद्वान् यावदर्थ प्रतिग्रह। नान्यत्ते कामये राजन् नैन प्राप्नोति वै विद्वान्
माताजी
नान्यत्ते कामये राजन् वदान्या जगदीश्वरा
What to word meaning? Na, not. Anyat, anything else. Te, from you. Kamaye, I beg. Rajan, O king. Vadanyat, who are so munificent. Jagadishwarat, who are the king of the entire universe. Na, not. Enaha, distress. Prapnoti, get. Vai, indeed. Vidwan, one who is learned. Yavatartha, as much as one needs. Pratigraha, taking charity from others. Translation or purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O King, the controller of the entire universe, although you are very munificent and are able to give me as much land as I want, I do not want anything from you. That is unnecessary. If a learned brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he does not become entangled in sinful activities. Purport. A brahmana or sannyasi is qualified to ask charity from others. But if he takes more than necessary, he is punishable. No one can use more property of the Supreme Lord. No one can use more of the Supreme Lord's property than necessary. Lord Vamanadeva indirectly indicated to Bali Maharaj that he was occupying more land than he needed. In the material world, all distresses are due to extravagance. Once one acquires money extravagantly and also spends it extravagantly, such activities are sinful. All property belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all living beings who are sons of the Supreme Lord have the right to use the Supreme Father's property, but one cannot take more than necessary. This principle should specially be followed by brahmanas and sannyasis who live at the cost of others. Thus Vamanadeva was an ideal beggar, for he asked only 3 paces of land. Of course, there's a difference between his footsteps and those of an ordinary human being. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his inconceivable prowess, can occupy the entire universe, including the upper, lower and middle planetary systems, by the unlimited measurement of his footsteps. Please respond to the translation. Please recite this one. O King, controller of the entire universe, although you are very munificent and are able to give me as much land as I want, I do not want anything from you that is unnecessary. If a learned brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he does not become entangled in sinful activities.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsa Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutushe Namah. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namastade Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Aura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So we are discussing this section from Srimad Bhagavatam 8th Canto, where when Bali Maharaj and other his demoniac associates, they took away the property of Indra, and practically he became the controller of the entire universe, Jagat Ishwara. So then Mother Atithi, she prays to Lord, and Lord appears as Vamanadev, and he says, I will bring back the property which is due to your sons. So then he comes to this assembly of Bali Maharaj, where he is doing the yajna, and he comes to beg. And yesterday's verse we saw that Lord, he begged for 3 spaces of the land. And then he's telling that Nanyate Kamaye Rajan. I don't want anything else. Why? Because even though you are munificent, you can give me. Here Prabhupada writes in this translation, if a learned Brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he does not become entangled in sinful activities. So anyone who takes more, he is entangled into the reaction of that money. So we'll discuss a little bit about this wealth. Wealth means artha in Sanskrit. But if it is more, then this artha leads to lot of anartha. That is why unnecessary. This word is used unnecessary. It's more than requirement. So we'll see who can accept charity and what is the result of extravagant lifestyle. The people have lot of money. What are the problems in acquiring money? What are the problems in spending money? And what are the problems after the reactions coming to them? And then we'll discuss how to overcome this. Now this we'll discuss mainly, you know, for the sadhakas, for the devotees, how we should be careful. So who can accept charity is sannyasi or a brahmana, one who is renounced. Nowadays we see this profession of begging is very degraded, considered very degraded, anyone who begs. Was one of the topmost profession in Vedic lifestyle, in the Vedic culture, was begging. So only sannyasis or, you know, the students living in Gurukul on behalf of Guru, they go, and Brahmins, they beg for charity. Because they are learned, they are expected that they'll be detached, and they give a lot of knowledge to the society. So they accept little bit for their own maintenance. Well, everyone needs maintenance. Someone was asking why Brahmin or even ISKCON devotees, they beg. Is it good? They're educated people, you should earn, you're very healthy, young, you should go and do some work. So then we see doctors. Doctors, what they do? They check your pulse, they give some advice, and they take money. There are teachers who give you some knowledge in school and college, and they take money. There are lawyers who give you some advice and take money. So similarly, and this is all material pertaining to body and maybe little bit to mind. But a devotee, he gives advice and knowledge related to body, mind, intelligence and soul. So he's doing so much benefit for the society. And what he accepts is some maintenance. Now he does not even require maintenance. As in Bhagavatam it is mentioned, why do we need to beg? Are there no fruits on the trees? Yeah, maybe Kaliyuga there are no fruits. Is there no water in the river? That is also drying up. But still, we don't need to go and beg. Then why this institution of begging is there in the first place? People who are entangled in this material universe, materialistic people, whose only consciousness is to enjoy, separate from Krishna, they need some facility to purify. They may not take up devotional service directly, but they need some facilities, but they are too much attached. So who will create the facility? So this facility is created by Krishna, that sadhus will go and beg. If a sadhu will not accept service from a materialistic person, there is no way that that person can advance in bhakti or can go closer to Krishna. He can never be liberated until unless a sadhu accepts service from him. That service may be in form of some money, that service may be in form of, because he has earn that money with his mind, intelligence and body, and he is giving it. So he is kind of giving the result of his hard labor. Or he can do some practical service for sadhu, give him some fruits. So if this devotee doesn't accept the charity, the person who is earning money, staying in his house and stuck in this material world, he'll never get liberated. So the facility is created to actually liberate the people from this entanglement. It is not that sadhu needs maintenance. May not need maintenance. So here, it's not only maintenance of few devotees in ISKCON. It is not maintenance of ISKCON. Like Ram Navami is coming next Sunday. So devotees are collecting. Why we are collecting? So that people whose money is tainted with sins can be purified by engaging that money in Krishna's service. So such a huge festival will be there. So many festivities, so much money is required. We can do small festival, do little abhishek, some devotees chanting, dancing, doing kirtan, some prasadam, little prasadam. But why we have to do? One is for the pleasure of Lord. Another, if we do such big festival, then these people will get a chance to become free from these sinful reactions and tendencies, because they are giving it to Krishna. So that is why a devotee accepts money. Now we'll see for whom there's a danger. If a postman is taking money order and he has to give to some other address, if this postman keeps the money, whether full money or a fraction of that, even a part of that money, if he keeps in his pocket, then he is a criminal. And he must be punished. So here, one must beg for Guru and Krishna. One thing is that it's a criminal act to take money on behalf of Krishna and pocket it. Another, we cannot even digest that sinful money. Krishna can digest. If we go and take money from people, because earning in this world, whichever means you have to earn money, it is sinful. There are sins there. That's why charity purifies the money. Now, that money is coming from sinful activities. If we accept the money, we cannot digest it. All the sins will immediately get transferred. This is one of the reasons many people, they call sadhus to their home and feed them, which is called Brahman Bhojan. But if that Brahmana is not steadfast in his own bhakti, he is not determined in his own sadhana, he is not detached, then he will have to face the consequences, which is not good. Shri Radharas Vihari Bhagwan Kiray, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Kiray, Gaunidai Bhagwan Kiray. So whenever a devotee, especially a sadhaka, who is not very advanced, he takes food or money. Money, okay, we may bring to the institution, but if he takes the food and eats, he is taking the reactions of that person. So that is why it is very careful we have to be. But Krishna, if we use that money directly in service of Krishna, it will be purified. His Holiness Yadunandan Swami Maharaj and one more devotee. In Vrindavan temple it is written, no? That 27 lakh rupees they gave Yadunandan Maharaj and one more devotee, I forgot. So Prabhupada was concerned, Yasodanandan and Gurupa Maharaj. So one devotee told me this story, or I think I read somewhere, that Prabhupada was concerned from where the money will come for Vrindavan temple. And these two devotees came, they said, we have some money. But there is one concern. That is money which we have earned before we came to ISKCON, and that is not white money. So Prabhupada said, Krishna is black, and Krishna can accept black money. For Krishna there is no black, not white, everything you can bring. So Krishna can digest everything. We cannot digest. One devotee asked question that the charity which is coming, the donation which is coming to ISKCON, we are eating from that only. So are we not taking sins? So His Grace Kamalochan Prabhu gave an answer. He said, if the money is getting deposited in the official account of ISKCON, then Prabhupada is accepting that money. And you are not taking money from the donor, you are taking money from Prabhupada. And that will have no sin. So because Prabhupada is the guru and we are staying in Guru's ashram, he is looking after our nourishment, not the people outside. So that is why whatever comes gets deposited. And Prabhupada and Krishna can nullify all the sins. So who can accept charity? Charity can be accepted by such powerful acharyas or his representative on his behalf and give it to
Prabhupada.
How much? As much as his needs. Now Vamanadev is asking for 3 paises, but he'll take the entire universe. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that there is no sin. Lord, anyways, nothing can taint him with sin. But Lord is asking as per his needs. And what is his need? Unlimited. What one universe can give? His needs are also, he can, whatever need means, whatever you can accept and engage for yourself. So Krishna can engage everything. So very clearly he is saying. And yesterday Prabhuji said that Lord is begging not for himself, he is begging for the demigod, for others. There is one verse in Bhagavatam, in the Krishna speaks in Uddhava Gita, the story of Pingala. So it is said, a saintly person should not think, this food I will keep to eat tonight and the other food I can save for tomorrow. In other words, a saintly person should not store foodstuff acquired by begging. Rather, he should use his own hands as his plate and eat whatever fits in them. His belly, his only storage container should be his belly, and whatever conveniently fits into his belly should be his stock of food. Thus one should not imitate the greedy honeybee who eagerly collects more and more honey. So here Krishna is telling Uddhava in the story of Pingala that how we should do madhukari and collect whatever is required. Now this is for individual. Institution is obviously different, and we explain that we are collecting for the organization, for ISKCON, so that we can, you know, we cannot say that we will every day go in the morning, do Harinam Sankirtan, beg, and tomorrow we don't know what is there. Because service of Lord has to go on, as an organization we have to keep the money there. Now what is extravaganza? Prabhupada writes in the purport in today's verse that this greed, which is too much greed for money, you may not need also, but the greed is there. So what are the problems? So it said in, I'll just read 11th canto, 3rd chapter. What are the problems in acquiring money? So when Nimi Maharaj asked this question, now this is the problem even in acquiring money, spending money. Wealth is a perpetual source of distress. It is most difficult to acquire and it is virtual death for the soul. Wealth is a perpetual source of distress. It is artha, but it always gives anartha. It is most difficult to acquire, and we can see how people are working so hard to earn little bit of money. Why? Because they want a lifestyle. There is one student, he has come from North India and he is working some job in Bombay, earning only 8,000 rupees per month. He is staying in Bombay, 8,000 per month. And he purchased iPhone X, this i10, which is 84,000 rupees.
I asked him, you are earning 8,000 and you have a phone of 84,000 rupees. He said, Prabhuji, EMI available, hai na? So how much you pay for EMI? He said, 5,500. And 500 for the SIM and other facilities. So 6,000 gone, 2,000 remaining. He said, yeah, sometime I sleep with some friend's house, sometime I sleep there, sometime there, and sometime I eat vada pav. 1,500 rupees done, 500 still I save. Now imagine, he's earning 8,000 and he has a phone of 84,000 rupees. So this is extravagance. So then, he'll always be concerned. He's sleeping at different places. So he'll always be concerned where to keep the phone. He cannot even put in the locker also. So this is what the money does. And then, in the same canto, Krishna explains about, in the Avanti Brahmana story, the 15 anarthas which come from money. The 15 anarthas which comes with money. Theft, violence, speaking lies, duplicity, lust, anger, perplexity, pride, quarreling, enmity, faithlessness, envy, and the dangers caused by women. Gambling and intoxication are 15 undesirable qualities that contaminate men because of greed for wealth. Although these qualities are undesirable, men falsely ascribe value to them. One desiring to achieve the real benefit of life should therefore remain aloof from undesirable material wealth. The words anartham, arthakyam are undesirable wealth. Now this is very, very important for a sadhaka who's progressing or trying to progress in the path of bhakti. If we accept money and keep it, this is what happens. And history is a proof. If we accept money, we keep it for ourselves, we use it for ourselves, these are all qualities which will come. We will tell lies, will become duplicitous and dangers caused by women. All these qualities will eventually come. What will happen more? Sadhana in the quality and quantity will go down. That sadhak will not be very enthusiastic in performing devotional service. Because the dependence is now not on Guru and Krishna, the dependence has shifted to the money. And Prahlad Maharaj says, all these things, the money and the relatives, family members, they are false soldiers or they are defeated soldiers. They cannot save us. So we have come to take shelter of Prabhupada and Krishna. That's why we are growing. If we shift that focus and take shelter of money and always contemplate, then there's a danger. This is especially for renunciates. For a householder, a devotee who is working, he needs money, so he has to complain. As only the Radha Govind Maharaj says that brahmachari, sannyasi, kangla, they are good. They should be kangla, they should not have money. And grahastha needs a bangla. Otherwise, he will be in difficulty. Because he has to take care of his wife, children. He cannot be a renunciate and have no money. So different ashrams have different rules. So this is specifically for the renounce order of life. That we should be careful. So if the story comes of this two renunciate, I forgot name, from Gujarat. Oh, they were uncle and the nephew. I forgot the name. Who renounced everything, even his wife, his kingdom, but then he got stuck with something. So contemplation on acquiring money leads to these anarthas. Then we may seek life. We may tell someone that I need money for Krishna, and actually we may take money. The contemplation is going on, which is contaminating our consciousness further. Or something comes in kind, and that kind, instead of going to Krishna, comes to us. So till the time that money will be with us, with that individual, it will always bother him. It will not give him the fruit. And the person who has given the donation, he will also not get benefit, because that is not channelized to Krishna. And we see so many people outside, they have so much money, but still not happy. Because constant contemplation on how to earn more money, how to earn more money. There's one person who stays at, he has a sea face house, a 65-year-old person. He came to temple last year and he was crying, an old man. He's a big businessman. I said, why are you crying in temple? He said, what to do? I have so much money. From last 40 years, I worked so hard. I came to this city with few pennies. And today I have sea-facing bungalow in Juhu. And so much money. But my business is going down, because my sons are not able to take care of that money. He has so much money that, you know, 7 generations can eat without having anxiety. But he still has anxiety, because whatever he has earned, that's what in 11th canto, whatever he has earned in the hard way, now he wants to increase it, to sustain it. But that is going down, because he has 2 sons and both are inefficient to take care of business. So business is going down. So much anxiety. He collected unnecessary money. And that's why it is said, wealth is a perpetual source of distress. Even earning is difficult and spending is also difficult. If we spend money, we are attached. We don't want to spend. And whatever you acquire by spending money, that gives misery. So how we can see these things are troubling people. There is another family whom I met. They said, we don't need money. We have so much money that 70 generations can eat and live luxuriously. So much money they have. But still an anxiety. Why? No, our ranking should go up. Now, it is that, you know, I am like in they have the list, no? Forbes list of millionaires all over the world. So my name should be there in 500 millionaires all over the world. And then now it is below 400, it should go up. So then he has to work hard. Entire energy is focused on achieving this. Prabhupada writes in the first canto, first chapter, 10th verse, that it is not lack of anything in this world which is creating problem. It is the unregulated lifestyle which is source of misery. The vital energy, Prabhupada says, the vital energy people are spending on material things, on how to acquire material assets, which eventually will be finished. So that is when we don't understand and we acquire a lot of money, run behind this material assets. So how to overcome this problem? Krishna speaks that also. In 11th canto, so many different instructions are there. Now, first is training and education for the person. A little heavy verse. Krishna speaks directly to Uddhava. Anyone who steals the property of the demigods or the brahmanas, whether originally given to them by himself or someone else, must live as a worm in the stool for 100 million years. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, directly coming from Krishna to Uddhava. One who steals money of a brahmana must live as a worm in the stool for 100 million years. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and in the night he was translating. And he called his Alina Satsarup Maharaj and he told him to write a letter for Mr. S, who was giving land, who has given land in Vrindavan. Then he said, I'll take it back. So Prabhupada there briefly described the story of Mrigha Maharaj, that how if you give to a brahmana and then take the money back, what happens? So Satsarup Maharaj writes that I realize one thing. Because today evening, he writes it, that today evening I wanted one pair of socks and I took from Prabhupada's locker without asking him. So he was afraid because he took Prabhupada's, you know, just some cloth, it's like a pair of socks. He took, Maharaj was afraid, and then he told Prabhupada that, you know, I did this mistake. So, if we have fear, that is also good. Like we talk about for a brahmachari, for a sannyasi, fear of associating with women. So similarly, fear of pocketing anything which belongs to Krishna, which belongs to demigods, which belongs to brahmana, which belongs to Prabhupada. So if this understanding we have, you know, something will be taken care of. At least again and again by reading and hearing this, this will go in the consciousness. And understanding that all the wealth of the world belongs to Krishna. All the wealth belongs to Krishna. Now how to utilize it? In this purport also, today's translation, today's shloka, Prabhupada said, everyone is the child of Supreme Father, Krishna, and has a right to accept whatever they may need for their sustenance. Ishavastam idam sarvam. Krishna is not saying that I will not give you anything. You bring all the money to me back and I will not give you everything, anything. He is ready to give. But the problem is greed. As it is said, in the world there is sufficient for everyone's need, but not for one man's greed. It's unlimited. Greed is unlimited. So when we understand what the problem, we understand this money belongs to Krishna. So whatever comes, we should be ready to accept karma. If it comes to us. Like mind gets purified by mantra, body gets purified by taking bath, money gets purified by earning, giving charity. Even if someone is working hard and earning money from his business, from his job, that still that money is tainted with sin. And he needs to give it in charity to purify himself, purify his consciousness. Because if that money kept with him, will contaminate the consciousness. And we all see when government is asking tax, so much duplicity, so much theft is happening in tax. Why people want that money? If they give charity to Krishna, then they'll be relieved. There are people who give. And the people who have so much money, still they don't give. Then what they do? They get frustrated. So there's one person I met in Jaipur, he's a billionaire. He has so much money. He said, now I want to retire. He's a chartered accountant for many companies. He said, I want to retire. I said, then what's your plan? He said, I want to do some agriculture, some natural organic products, and make sure that these products reach to villages. And I want to open school for poor people. So what he is doing? He is giving charity. Why? Because he is not satisfied with the money he has. So now he wants to give it away. Long back, Bill Gates, he gave up the position. He's the richest man on this planet, with some calculation. And he was not happy. So he gave up. He found out this organization called Melinda and Bill Gates Charity Foundation. He gave so much money to everywhere in the world. And still he was not happy. Money is pouring like anything. Still he was not happy. So he gave up the position for 3 years. He said, I don't want. And the next person became like a king in the Microsoft. In 3 years he was just traveling, he and his wife, giving charity to people all over the world. What happened after 3 years? He was still not satisfied. Because money is giving you trouble. Now you give charity, that still gives you trouble. Why? Because the charity is not channelized properly. He gave some $100 million in Africa, in some part of Africa, to AIDS patients. Why don't you spend half of the money in educating people that they should never indulge themselves into such activity that they are affected with AIDS? So the knowledge is not there. Why? Maya aparata jnana. That intelligence is taken away. How to utilize that money? That is why it is a duty of a sannyasi or a brahmin or a sadhu to go from door to door and beg to purify their consciousness. Once they start giving to sadhu, they serve Krishna, gradually their consciousness will get purified. They may give little bit. Next time they'll give more. There's one person in Bombay. He said, Prabhuji, I'm giving. He's chanting 2-3 rounds. He said, I'm giving Ram Navami and Janmashtami colors from last 20 years. Pious man. He's a lawyer. Pious lawyer. From 20 years he is giving. Now what has given, what he got back as a result? I was just traveling in vehicle and his car came and we started talking. That's where we met. Now he has started attending classes weekly. He, his wife, his son, they all started chanting. And he said, in 2 years, I want to wind up everything and serve ISKCON full time. That detachment has come. Why? Because he has regularly given. He has served the devotees and served Krishna. So consciousness is purified. Detachment has come. That is why this institution, a bona fide institution like ISKCON, has a major role to play in terms of purifying the consciousness of people in many different ways. By accepting charity, by giving them prasad, by harinam, by preaching, by book distribution. So accepting charity is also a duty. And every renunciate must accept the charity as a duty. That will make us also detached, who is accepting, and the person who is giving, he will also be detached from that money, and both will eventually get attached to Krishna. Many times we get invitation for Brahman Bhojan. So any devotee goes for Brahman Bhojan. He should be very careful, extremely careful, especially with his morning sadhana. Evening I got some invitation, Prabhu, tomorrow you come. And from evening only contemplation starting, how much to eat, then today evening I will not eat, no drink milk, not even water. Why? Because I want to eat more. If the contemplation is in that side, that will also bring sin. But if the contemplation, okay, they have some function, I'll go as a duty on behalf of Prabhupada. Morning you nicely chant, you attend morning program, then you go, it will not get affected. Because you yourself first, we have to practice that detachment. Whatever money comes, whatever gifts come, whatever food comes. Whether it is, sometimes we say it is like we should not eat cooked food, then we take some fruits. But as a fruit also, if I take myself, instead of giving to Krishna, that will, anything they give, that will bring sins in our system. And that's why we see the growth chart doesn't grow, becomes flat. Anyone who has observed in his life That is because of attachment. That is because of we are taking burden of the society. And we are not supposed to take burden of the society. Like that, there is one person who has a horse, and the horse is walking, and this person is walking. And he's sitting on the horse, and he's carrying 50 kg of rice on his head. Ultimately, who's carrying the load? Horse only, no? Then why this person is thinking, I have to carry the load? And understand, the horse is walking, the person is sitting on the horse, and he has to carry 50 kg of rice, so he can keep on the horse behind him. But he is carrying this rice on his head, thinking that I don't want to give burden. But anyways, burden is going. So we are anyway the burden or the responsibility to Guru and Krishna. So give them. They'll take it. So that is intelligence. So that, how can we overcome this? First is the education. Second, we understand this with this education, with this training, scriptural training, we can develop detachment. And then strong sadhana. That will lead to satisfaction. Once we are satisfied internally, like Lord Vamanadeva is saying, one should be satisfied. Very difficult. It's not easy. We cannot just give one seminar for satisfaction, art of satisfaction, and whoever is giving the class and attending the class, they'll all become satisfied. It doesn't work that way. None of the qualities we can acquire. We have so many seminars on qualities of Vaishnava. We cannot acquire any quality. Because those qualities are intrinsic part of soul. It's a default, you know, software installed in the soul. What we have to do, we have to exhibit those qualities. When the soul gets, soul is purified, when the consciousness gets purified, soul will naturally exhibit those qualities. We cannot learn humility from outside. So similarly, we cannot learn satisfaction and detachment from outside. We have to purify by sadhana, and we will see that detachment will come. We don't have to acquire anything from outside. Being part and parcel of Krishna, all the good qualities, all the Vaishnava qualities are already there. So only that is covered up. Like yesterday and even today, sun is not clearly visible. Clouds have covered up. So similarly, we are covered up by our own anarthas. Consciousness is contaminated. So we should focus on sadhana, and that will purify. Just theoretically by hearing or by reading about any quality may inspire us to become like that. That may be a help, but that will not lead to make us that qualitative devotee. For that needs sadhana. So anyone, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, many places it is mentioned about Brahman Bhojan. Mahaprabhu says, yes, who can eat? Because it is said even in Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto, if a householder feeds a Brahmana, His Holiness Gaurakrishna Maharaj says, householder should feed a Brahmachari or a Sannyasi Malpua, completely dripped in Desi Ghee, fried in Desi Ghee. And then when a Brahmana or Brahmachari eats, Krishna becomes satisfied. Krishna is satisfied, this person got purified, but what happened to the person who eats? So he has to understand his consciousness also. So it's a matter of duty, so with a detached mentality. If he accepts, then it's okay. He accepts Krishna Prasad, that's okay. So there's one story, small story I'll tell, and we'll close. So one prostitute, she was from Bombay, she came to Jaipur. And she went to the pujari of Govindadev. And she told that I have a lot of money which I have earned through my business of prostitution. And now I'm feeling very guilty. So I want to give money for Brahman Bhojan. So why don't you offer all the money and cook nice feast, chappan bhog for Krishna, for Govindadev, and then distribute it. Call all the sadhus and we'll give money. So this pujari said no. We cannot offer Krishna the money of prostitute. So she was crying, she went back. In the dream, Krishna came. Krishna gave a dream that, why did you tell her to go back? She is not giving money to you. She is giving money to me. And I can accept any money. So next day, he found her and accepted money. And prepared very big feast. Called all the sadhus. Nearby there are many places of Govinda. If you go to Jaipur, there are ashrams. So all the sadhus came. Had big feast. And after feast, they got dakshina also. And they went. Now what happened in the morning, next morning, everyone woke up. They realized they have lost their semen. So they didn't realize. What happened? This has not happened. This is not a regular thing. Something. So they started discussing and contemplating. They thought that maybe this food is polluted. They thought this food, the person who has given donation for this food, is contaminated. So let us go. So they got up, took bath in a very fiery mood, in an angry mood. They came to Pujari. Yeah. Tell me, you tell us who gave you this money? Said, prostitute. And they're almost about to beat the pujari. Said, you are feeding sadhus from the money of prostitute? So this pujari was crying. And then again, next night, Krishna again came in the dream. And he said, you go and ask these sadhus, so-called sadhus, that when they were eating that chappan bhog, what was their consciousness? Were they eating that chappan bhog, considering that this is Krishna's prasad? Or they were eating, seeing the different varieties? This is paneer, this is malpua, this is rice. Oh, karela, no. Give me more malpua. Where is the consciousness of prasad? That is why they got affected with that polluted money. So if we eat with the consciousness of prasadam, we don't differentiate. Krishna appeared in different forms of prasad, but we have a tendency, because we are conditioned, we differentiate. Oh, I like this, I don't like this. Hey bhala, hey manda, hey sab. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is good, this is God, hey sab maya. All this is maya. Hey bhala, hey manda, hey sab brahma. But we differentiate. I also do. So we should purify on that. So there is something which we have to work on the internal consciousness. Otherwise we will get affected with the donation we accept. Because we are not satisfied, we are not purified. So danger. And the dangers are given, 15 dangers. And we will see, we can observe our life. Are we coming into that danger zone if we are accepting and keeping it? So this is what the money can, the wealth, the artha can convert, or earth can become anartha and bring more anartha. So who can accept charity? We discuss about them, and we discuss about the greed of accumulating wealth and problem in accumulating wealth and spending wealth, and how to overcome it. If any devotee has any comment or question, we can.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी. अगर किसी के पास कर्मा के अनुसार पैसे आता है, चाहे बड़ा भी बनता है, रिच मैन बनता है, तो उसका दिमाग भी मैन इतना नहीं है कि मैं कहाँ पैसे करूँ, तो अपना पागलपन में कुछ भी करता है, तो उसकी क्या गलती है? अगर उसके लिए फिर क्या करना चाहिए उसको?
तो इनका प्रश्न है कि कर्म अनुसार किसी के पास पैसा आ रहा है, लेकिन उसके पास ज्ञान नहीं है और वो पैसों का दुरुपयोग कर रहा है. तो है, जितने भी पैसे वाले लोग हैं, ये सब कर्म अनुसार कमा रहे हैं. थोड़े ना मेहनत करके कोई कमा सकता है. बहुत लोग दुनिया में हैं जो बिल गेट से ज्यादा या अंबानी से ज्यादा मेहनत करते हैं, लेकिन पैसा नहीं कमा सकते, क्योंकि कर्म में नहीं है. लेकिन अगर कर्म में आ रहा है तो सोचना चाहिए ना, ये भी सोचना चाहिए क्यों आ रहा है. और कुछ पुण्य कर्म है, तो अगर हम देखें तो भगवान सबको एक मौका जरूर देते हैं। तो पुण्य किया है तो उसको कैसे ना कैसे भक्तों से जोड़ा जाए। अब कोई नहीं जुड़ना चाहता है तो उसको मद हो गया है, अहंकार हो गया है अपने पैसों का, तो उसको फिर उसका भुगतान करना पड़ेगा। दो चीजें हैं, एक तो भगवान उसको मौका देते हैं, कैसे मौका देते हैं, भक्तों के थ्रू। तो भक्तों का जिम्मेदारी है ज्यादा से ज्यादा प्रचार करना, जैसे नित्यानंद प्रभु को चैतन्य महाप्रभु बोले घर घर जाओ, तो ऐसे भक्तों का जिम्मेदारी है घर घर जाना, प्रचार करना, लोगों को समझाना। जो समझ गया ठीक है, जो नहीं समझा वो अपना कर्म, लेकिन हम तो अपना जिम्मेदारी करें। श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर हमेशा कहते थे कि कोई भी उनके पास आता था, उनका शिष्य बोलता था कि गुरु महाराज इतना संसार में परेशानी है, इतना कलह है, तो श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर कहते थे ये कलह इसलिए नहीं है कि संसार में लोग फंसे हैं या माया है, ये इसलिए है क्योंकि वैष्णव जो है वो प्रचार नहीं कर रहे हैं। ज्यादा प्रचार करेंगे तो अपने आप कली खत्म हो जाएगा, तो हमारा जिम्मेदारी है। और फिर उसका भी इच्छा है, अगर वो नहीं समझता है तो फिर क्या करें। तो इसीलिए हमको अलग अलग आइडिया सोचना चाहिए। जैसे प्रभुपाद जी ने ये लाइफ मेंबरशिप प्रोग्राम निकाला, जब अमेरिका में यूरोप में प्रचार किया प्रभुपाद ने, बोला हरिनाम करो और लोग अपने आप पैसा देंगे, इंडिया में भी पैसा मिलने लगा, लोग चिल्लर फेंकने लगे। तो प्रभुपाद बोले क्या है? इंडिया में ऐसा करना मतलब वैल्यू नहीं देते, तो फिर हमको यहाँ पे स्टैंडर्ड अपना बढ़ाना है साधु का। तो कैसे प्रभुपाद ने चालू किया लाइफ मेंबरशिप प्रोग्राम, क्या किया प्रभुपाद गुजरात गए, बोले एक महीना तक मैं डेली जो लाइफ मेंबर बनेगा उसके घर में प्रसाद खाऊंगा। तो लोग खुश हो गए, इतने बड़े संत जो पूरे संसार में प्रचार कर रहे हैं वो हमारे घर पे आके भोजन करेंगे, प्रसाद पाएंगे, चलो हम लाइफ मेंबर बन जाते। तो अलग अलग हमको सोचना पड़ेगा, इतना सारा स्कीम निकल रहा है। जैसे आप बैठे हो इधर महाप्रसाद स्टॉल पे, महाप्रसाद दे रहे हो ना, कि सबका पैसा भगवान के पास जाता है, आपके पास नहीं जाता ना, तो ऐसा शुद्ध होगा। हरे कृष्ण। श्रील प्रभुपाद की, रंद्राज श्रीमद भागवतम की।